Thank you for joining us on Sheridan County Ag Update. Today we have with us Ike Sankey with Cowgirl Cadillac's Horse Sale. I want to say thank you to our sponsors real fast, Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. Ike, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
So what, you've done this for a few years now. What year are we on with the sale?
Well, we did the sale 3 years, I think, as a Botsaw tree mount. Mm-hmm. And we had done a sale in Arizona called the Cowgirl Cadillac's. Mm-hmm. And Cowgirl Cadillacs is all women consigners. They all women bring the horses. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very well received. Nobody understood the meaning of Botsaw's Remount, which I thought was a really cool name, but nobody else did. So we changed it to a Cowgirl Cadillacs. Mm-hmm. And the response was immediately noticed. And it's been really good. It's a great event. If any of you are around Sheridan on June 13th and 14th or during the week before that, come to the fairgrounds, see the horses. We're really working on enlarging our trade show. We'll have around 25 really nice vendors at the Expo Center. Mm-hmm. Everything is done right there really close. So come up and enjoy it, even if you don't want a horse. Just come up and visit. It's a nice time. You'll enjoy seeing the horses. You'll enjoy the trade show and meeting some nice people.
Well, I've followed the Facebook over the years and, of course, the website, and it just seems that the quality of horses every year is just better and better.
Well, we've been really fortunate. We have a great set of consigners that follow us, mm-hmm. and we have stayed with them, and they've stayed with us. Mm-hmm. One thing we have here this year, and I'm pretty proud of that too, and it's really hard to do, is a lot of what I call fresh horses. Mm-hmm. They're from people that don't trade very many horses. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these gals, they'll have one or two a year that they take and they ride them for 2 or 3 years and they sell them just to supplement their income. Mm-hmm. And those are hard to find. And I really like those kind of horses. You can have a lot of faith in them, depend on them. Mm-hmm. So it, really a nice, nice set of horses.
Well, and over the years, you've had everything from the drafts, the teams. I've seen some folks bring some teams to just great quarter horses. You've had some ponies, and it's always fun to see such a variety and different disciplines that they do.
And we work real hard at that. We don't want all the same kind. Mm-hmm. You know, and like you say, there'll be one there for everybody. Mm-hmm. Not a bad horse on them, regardless of their discipline. I don't believe every horse suits everybody, though. Right. You know, we really encourage people to look at the website, cowgirlcadillacs.com. The videos are going on now. They'll be on there, and go look at the videos, look through the horses. Please feel free to give me a call about any of them. Mm-hmm. I don't own a hair on a single horse. I just manage the sale. Mm-hmm. We strive really hard to make sure that we fit the right horse with the right person. And that's, you know, not every sale does that. I mean, most sales, they won't sell a dadgum horse and that's that.
Right.
We won't have any trouble getting these horses sold. We just want to make sure we get the right horse to the right person and that they're very happy with them. You know, we have almost never have complaints. You mm-hmm. know, people buy our horses from our sales. They get along with them. They're happy. We get calls all the time, people telling us how great their horse was and how good of an experience it was. And so, you know, we're proud of that.
Well, if someone's looking for a horse, you guys have a kind of a unique thing as well that you can make an appointment with the consigner, and you can come try that horse.
Absolutely. We encourage that. We'd rather you not buy a horse if you don't have a chance to come ride them. Mm-hmm. You know, and whether you go to the consigner's homes, mm-hmm. where they're coming from and ride them there, or whether you come the week of the sale and ride them at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. But call the consigners, set up an appointment, mm-hmm. and try the horse before you buy them. Don't just buy them because they smell good. Don't buy them because they're the right color. You know, ride them and make sure that the two of you get along mm-hmm. together. Horses are just like people, not, mm-hmm. you know, I know some really good people that don't get along with each other. And they get along with everybody else good. So, and same way with horses and people. So go try your horses and make sure you like them. Meet the consigners. Ask them any questions. We guarantee the soundness on these horses. I personally guarantee that soundness. You're welcome to have your horses that you're thinking about vetted in to whatever extent you choose before the sale at your expense.
Right.
Now, after the sale, don't have your vet call me because I won't talk to him. I don't want to talk to your best friend that thinks he knows everything. But I'll look at the horse, and if I see him bob at all, you won't own him. We guarantee him for 5 days, and we stand behind that and take it very serious.
Well, I think you have to because there's too many of these. I guess my dad used to call them the fly-by-nighters that don't guarantee that. And you get home and you get a horse that's not what was said. Yeah. It was.
And I mean,
you don't want that reputation, and neither do your consigners.
Right. And there's horse sales all over now. I mean, and some very good ones too, some top-end sales. Not all of them guarantee the horses, not all of them screen them. We screen these horses. I personally screen every horse before they get here. There are internet sales. You know, I mean, anytime you turn around, there's an internet horse sale. And I can tell you horror story after horror story. People call and say, hey, you know, I bought this horse on the internet off this internet sale, and he's not what he was represented to be. What can I do with him? And I said, well, I don't know, but I can't, you know, I've even had people call and want to stick them in our sale. I said, absolutely not.
Right.
You know, we don't take your problems. We take the very best ones, and there's monthly horse sales and all over the country. Take them to one of them, turn them loose in there, whatever. You know, but that's not what we do and not the kind of horses we'll have here.
Quality Kubota machinery and customer care from the heart. Proudly serving Sheridan and the surrounding areas since 1996. Go online to heartlandkubota.com or stop by Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive.
So you were talking about a trade show. So you have kind of a little bit for everybody. You also have a very fun, I've heard, fondue dinner.
Yeah. So our schedule is that our trade show will be open Friday afternoon. The horses will start rolling in Tuesday. We will actually number the horses and check them all in on Thursday. So they have their numbers, but you can come out anytime, you know, start calling, making plans Wednesday, Thursday to come out and ride. Friday, we have a soft preview. This year, we're going to do a new deal. We do surveys after each sale, survey our buyers, our consigners. We also survey people that were there that did not buy, or people that were on the internet and didn't buy, or the phone and didn't buy. We want to make it easier and better. We've had lots of people say, you know, it's the first time we've been to an auction. We just didn't understand what's going on. It's very foreign to us. We don't feel comfortable. Okay, we're going to fix that. We're going to have a mock auction. And you can see it on the schedule on the website. But we're going to, you know, we're going to sell some stick horses, have question and answer session, and try to make people more familiar with how the auction works and be more comfortable with it.
Yes, because it can be intimidating to go if you've never done it before.
Exactly.
That first time you raise your hand, it's like, okay.
Right, right. Yeah. So you know, you can actually buy a stick horse, not have to pay for him at the mock auction, go through the experience. Friday evening, we have a steak fondue dinner, no host bar, no host dinner. We'll have videos playing on a jumbotron of the horses. You can walk through the horses. You can meet the consigners, talk to them, get to know the consigners. And I think that's important. And get to know the horses better. Saturday, we have a preview that morning. And then that afternoon, we sell the horses.
Well, I think it's really great that you have that time where people can walk around and meet the consigners. Because a lot of times, as you said, that just doesn't happen. And I think it probably makes your buyers feel a lot more comfortable when they get to know them on a personal level. They've spent some time around the horses. It probably just makes the whole experience a lot better for consigners and buyers.
And it makes it easier for them to make good decisions about which horse to buy. So I tell people this, that, you know, that we do a concierge service that people on the website, you know, they write in and they have questions. They want to know the different horse. They want help. And some of them just want an email. If that's the case, then they're emailed. If they don't care how they're contacted, I call them. And, you know, I've been doing this. I've been in the horse business my entire life. Free advice I give people is I'm 67, about to be 68 years old. Been in this business my whole life. I've never been accused of being real smart. But one thing that I have finally learned, and I know this to be a fact, is that when I find the horse that I'm looking for, if he checks all the boxes, he's what I think I need, he's the one I like, that's what I'm looking for, I want him, I go buy him. I don't let $10,000 or $15,000 more than I wanted to give stand in the way. Because I have finally learned that I'll spend that looking for the next one. The next one won't be as good probably, and he'll probably cost more. In most cases, people are not going to buy multiple horses. They're going to buy maybe this might be the last horse they buy. Spend the dadgum money and buy the right one. Buy one you're going to enjoy forever. Don't buy a problem. People say, well, you know, I'm going to buy this colt and send him to a trainer. Or I've got this great trainer, so I can buy one that's not, you know, and say, no, you can't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got a 40% chance of him turning out to be what you think you want. Spend the money on the horse, not the trainer. Go buy one that is, you know what he is already. Don't buy a pig in a poke. Buy what you're looking for.
Well, and knowing you, Ike, that you are very honest, and if a horse is not going to fit somebody, you're also going to tell them that, because that can just be a disaster. Like you said, the right horse and the right person have to fit together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I do a lot of times. I have to be somewhat careful about it, because I don't want my consigners to think I'm going against them.
Right.
But they want people to be happy with their horse, too. And not every horse is going to fit everybody. I mean, there's so many people that think they want a Ferrari, but they can't drive a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
So our, you know, tough thing for us is to get one that'll ride around like a Ferrari, but he'll also drive like a Volkswagen. And they're hard to find, and that's the kind we search out, and we've been pretty lucky to find a lot of them.
You know, I remember when Stuart and I, he took me to Ingomar to the rodeo one time when we were just first together, and you were riding a yellow horse up there that you were up there tripping. And I remember Stuart making the comment, I mean, old Yeller just stood there and didn't move. He goes, you know, if I was going to buy a horse, he goes, that would be the horse I would buy.
And I probably would have told Stuart.
He isn't for sale.
He didn't want that yellow horse.
Oh.
Because he wouldn't fit everybody.
Right. You know, Dad had an old his last head horse that he had. That horse bucked everybody off but him. And he fit Dad, and he was great, but not everybody could have rode him. Not everybody could have got along with
right.
him.
Right.
And you know, it's I think that's so important. Just growing up with a father who was a trainer. Watching the different horses come through, watching the people come through, you have to find that right fit, or you're not going to be happy with your purchase, no matter what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we've done the hard work already. We have screened these horses. We have gone through them. I probably look at 100-150 horses for each sale. We only take 50 horses, so we reject a lot of horses, and we go search out people with great reputations. That's the first thing we do is we check out the reputations of these people wanting to consign horses, and then I screen their horses after I get good reports on them.
Making plans for building a new barn, shop, or commercial building? Don't do any planning without a call to Sheridan's premier post-frame building and homes builder, True Built Builders, online at truebuiltbuilders.com.
Well, I think that you've done the hard part for people, so now you just have to come to the sale.
Yeah, exactly. Come out, even if you don't want a horse, just come out, be a part of it, go to the trade show, enjoy the Western lifestyle. That's why you're here in Sheridan to start with. So come out and enjoy the Western lifestyle with us.
Visit with some people. Now, real quick before we end this, you do have some, for the sale, if I'm correct, if I remember right, you have some kind of VIP seating?
We do. We offer a VIP seating, a reserve seating, and that money all goes to a charity.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't keep that money. I don't charge you for a chair. We have plenty of seating for anybody that wants to come, but we had request for reserve seating.
Okay.
So, okay, yeah, we'll figure out a way to do that. And we did, and we sell those. The dinner, you have to pay for that yourself and your drinks. And that's on the website. You can get the information, make reservations for that. And we've partnered with Chaps. Chaps has helped us since we started doing sales in Sheridan. I think they're a great organization. We do what we can to help them. This starting here in the middle of May, there should be different locations around town that have water bottles with the sale logo on them. And the proceeds from that will go to benefit Chaps. So if you see a bottle of water with a Cowgirl Cadillac's logo on it, buy it even if you're not thirsty, because it's going to help Chaps.
Absolutely. Well, and how great that you give back to the community. And I personally want to thank you. You know, you've always been really involved with the 4-H and the FFA sale, whether it was purchasing an animal or coming and helping. So, you know, we appreciate that you give back to the community as well.
This is a cool community.
It really is.
People don't realize that haven't been around maybe as many places I have. But this is a cool community, and I hope it stays that way. People here are legitimate. There's a lot of people with money here. You don't know who they are.
No.
And they want to be treated like everybody else, and which is a good thing, because the old timers around here don't care about their money. They're going to treat them the same either way.
They are.
And you don't find that in a lot of other cities. I mean, I could go to naming names. Most places, those people that have a little money, and they just think they have money. Hell, they don't have money compared to some of the people around here. But they want to be treated special. And that don't go very good with me. I think this is a great community.
Yeah, we are very fortunate to live where we do. And the generosity for so many different organizations is very apparent. And it's very grateful from those of us putting on some of these. It's very grateful for those folks.
Good. Well, and we appreciate the community supporting all these activities. So come out. We don't care if you spend money with us or not. Come out, enjoy yourself. Doesn't cost anything to walk through the horses, walk through the trade show, visit with people. We're glad to have anybody and everybody come out.
All right. Well, great. That's June 13th and 14th. Sheridan County Fairgrounds.
Sheridan County Fairgrounds. Horses will be there starting. A lot of them get there on Tuesday, come out during the week, whatever. We're glad to have you all week long.
Okay. We'll go ahead and we'll post your website along with this, so it's easy to click into and get all that information, get your tickets for the dinner. And if you have any questions, there's information on how to get a hold of Ike on there. And also check out their Facebook page. Lots of fun videos. I know I see them. They come up on my Facebook feed. I get to see all the horses, so it's fun.
Yeah, and don't hesitate to call with questions. That's what we're here for.
Great. Well, Ike, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
You bet. So check out Cowgirl Cadillacs horse sale on June 13th and 14th, Sheridan County Fairgrounds. Check out their website and their Facebook page. We'll post those. And thank you to our sponsors, Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. For more news, sports, and podcasts, check out SheridanMedia.com.